Hey, familia, ¿cómo están? So this recording is gonna be fat really quick because I don't have much time because we're heading off to an activity. But I'm gonna start by answering the questions that Dad asked me. The first one, a time that I used the priesthood this week. This was kind of a cool experience. So there's a nirvana in the ward. She has cancer and it was really rainy one day, and so we were like, hey, we should go pass by this member's house and just see how she's doing or whatever. And we were soaking wet, and we were like, we could get out of the rain, so let's go. So we ran to their house, and then ended up that she wanted to get a blessing because she'd been just feeling really weak because she's doing chemo stuff. And so then we gave her a blessing, and then it was awesome because the next day we were able to eat. Like, we had a dinner appointment with them. And then in the dinner appointment, she was like, yeah, today I felt so much better, like, because of your blessing and stuff. And it was really awesome. Like, I wasn't the one that gave the blessing, but our guy helped with it and stuff. And it was pretty awesome. Okay, second question. A miracle. Miracle. I think a miracle would be that we found two more people that we're going to baptize. We've started teaching the nephew of Hermana Sanchez, the one that we baptized like 2 weeks ago. We started teaching him, and he's going to be baptized the 16th. And then also another family member of a menos activo or a less active family. So that's pretty awesome. Like, I don't know. We've been seeing a bunch of miracles. That's just like one little miracle, but for the sake of time, I'm gonna kind of go rapido. And then service, I'll say, come on. I don't know. We've kind of been doing little things to help out. Come on, like we've been just like when we see somebody on the side of the road that needs help, like raking up leaves or whatever, we just kind of stop and help them. Or like the way they put trash out here, it's like they've got little poles that they put all their trash on. And so one day we were walking by and somebody's trash had fallen all over the ground, so then we helped sweep it up and put it in bags for them and stuff, and that was pretty awesome. And then it's like we've never really had any big service projects, but just kind of little things that help out. And then something hard that I had to get over, or that's a good question. So, this week, like, I don't really have many struggles. Like, I don't know. Like, it's not like, oh, this is the easiest thing. Like, I'm not struggling with anything. But I think, like, the one thing that maybe was kind of tough this week was we had to drop one of our investigators, Gustavo, because he just wasn't progressing. And it was the day before his wife. So, his wife died 3 years ago, Saturday. And we taught on Friday. And it was kind of stunk because, you know, he's just like really feeling lonely and stuff. And, you know, I thought that we could help him by, you know, sharing our message with him, and that our message was going to be able to help him go, like, get over that, those feelings of sadness and stuff. But, you know, he just wasn't doing what he needed to come on, like, to progress. And so we just ended up dropping him. But it's sad because, you know, it could have been an awesome thing in his life. But, you know, everybody has agency, and that's why, you know, our only purpose here is to share what we know, and they ultimately get to choose what they're going to do with it. But that was probably like one of the hardest things. But yeah, other than that, like, this week has been a really awesome week. It's been really rainy here, like super rainy. I've been getting soaked like every day, but it's fun though. It's fun. I don't know. There's a bunch of stuff that happened this week, but I didn't really do a good job with my journal, so I don't really have any stories in particular. But basically, the work's still doing awesome. We've been finding a bunch of people to teach. We've been working more with the members. The members are really helping us out with our lessons and stuff now, which is really awesome because when I first got here, like, our relationship with the members wasn't very good, just because I think there were some missionaries that came in here that hurt the relationship with the members and the missionaries. But now we're trying to fix that, and so that's doing good. My throat's kind of sore. I've been having like a sore throat the past couple days, but I'll live. Then I'll say I've been speaking Spanish like all day long, obviously, which has been good. It's been good practice, but the only thing that I've realized is it's hard to like learn words in Spanish when your companion only speaks Spanish, because then it's like you have to explain the thing that you're trying to say in Spanish, like to learn what it means and or like how you say it in Spanish. Like if I don't know how to say a bed, like how do I explain a bed or something, you know? So it's been tough to kind of like learn new words that way, but then that's just why I have to like study the dictionary and stuff like that. But yeah, so it's been a great week. We've had tons of success. Next week's going to be a lot better. Sorry this recording wasn't very long, but I hope that you guys have had an awesome week up in the mountains for your 4th of July thing. I hope that worked out really well. There's something else. Oh yeah, your recordings. I loved getting your recording this week and like hearing from everybody. Justin, your bus is pretty sweet, bud. You got some big stuff ahead of you. And I love you guys tons. I love you guys tons. But yeah, if you guys could just record like a couple shorter ones, like shorter recordings, because on my MP3 player I can't like fast forward through a recording. So like if I wanted to pause it and then later back like come back and listen to it again, I'd have to listen to the whole thing over again. And so if you could make like the recordings like less than 20 minutes, like 15 minutes every recording, and just record like a bunch of them, that would be better than recording like a big hour long one. But yeah, we've been experimenting with recipes. I made brownies yesterday. They were super good. So thank you, mother, for helping me with that. Other than that, I mean, like, I have a ton of stories that I could tell you, but I just don't have much time today. But next week, I'll have more time. Well, I love you all very much. I'm still working hard out here trying to find people. I hope you guys have an awesome week, and I will talk to you next week.